Views expressed by Dr. Joel Wallach and others on the following live paid program represent opinions of the participants only and do not necessarily represent those of the ZBS Radio Network's staff, management, advertisers, or affiliates. If something is said which you find offensive or with which you disagree, the ZBS Radio Network urges you to call the program in order to help us balance comment. This program is meant to present nutritional information only and is in no way meant to replace the advice of your medical doctor.
And now, the superstar of alternative health and purveyor of medical truth, Dr. Joel Wallach.
Hello and welcome to Dead Doctors Don't Lie. This is Dr. Joel Wallach, your host, a veterinarian and physician. And I'm here for kids and baby boomers and seniors who don't want to die at 75.5 like their parents and grandparents. I'm here for kids and baby boomers and seniors who don't want to be sick and miserable for the last 15 to 20 years of their life like their parents and grandparents. I am a conservative. A lot of people say treat them like dogs, but they do seem to get better. Now, if you have a personal health challenge you want to ask about, if you have a health challenge of a friend, a loved one, a workmate, or if you want to talk about medical politics or the home-based business opportunity, you can give us a call toll-free at 1-888-379-2552. Again, that's toll-free, 1-888-379-2552. I want to talk a little bit about a clumping or a grouping of symptoms that 10 years ago used to be called Syndrome X. Doctors didn't know quite how to handle it, but they started seeing a lot of people who had high blood pressure, they had elevated blood cholesterol and triglycerides, they had insulin resistance and abdominal obesity. And so for the lack of anything better, they called it Syndrome X. And in the last 5 years, they've been calling it the metabolic syndrome. All of these, of course, are nutritional deficiency diseases. Again, hypertension, the elevation of blood cholesterol and triglycerides, insulin resistance, and abdominal obesity. These are all deficiencies of nutrients, minerals, omega-3 essential fatty acids, vitamins, etc. And, of course, doctors want to make a big deal out of this, especially the chelation doctors. They're just, of course, they can give you intravenous nutrients, and they have to give them a fairly low dosage. You don't get to store a whole lot of them. You go in twice a week for intravenous chelation, and you're going to feel good because you're getting those nutrients, but by tomorrow, there's not enough in there to protect you, so all the symptoms come back. So by the third day, you need to go back for intravenous chelation again. And there's nothing wrong with intravenous chelation. It has a useful reason for doing it when people have peripheral artery disease, blood pressure is going up because of plugged arteries, have a history of stroke, and so forth. So there's nothing wrong with getting intravenous chelation. I also like the oral chelation to do that at the same time that you're doing the intravenous chelation, and after maybe a dozen, say 12 to 20 intravenous chelation treatments, you continue on the oral cardiovascular nutrition program forever. And I would throw in some things for the insulin resistance, abdominal obesity, and you're going to do very well. It's something that is very simple to deal with if you're looking at the right approach. You can spend a lot of money, a lot of time, a lot of effort going the wrong direction, and nothing good is going to happen. You'll spend a lot of money and a lot of energy and a lot of effort, and nothing will happen. And so if you want to hit the target, if you have what used to be called Syndrome X, or if you have the metabolic syndrome, you want to support and promote healthy blood pressure levels. You want to promote and support healthy blood sugar levels. You want to support and promote healthy insulin levels. You want to support and promote healthy cholesterol and triglyceride levels. You want to lose that abdominal obesity. You want to get a hold of some information, and there are several things you can do. You can get a hold of the book Hell's Kitchen. The subtitle is The Cause, Prevention, and Cure of Obesity. But the book also deals with diabetes, the insulin resistance. It also deals with elevated blood cholesterol and triglycerides. It definitely deals with abdominal obesity and hypertension. And so that's a great place to start, the book Hell's Kitchen. And then you also want to get a hold of the book Let's Play Doctor. And these two books, and ask for the free CD by the same name, Hell's Kitchen. Learn how to deal with this stuff. and you're going to be a happy camper. You can, the nice thing about this, you can monitor all these things yourself. You can go to the pharmacy without a prescription. You get the test strips, the little lancets to test your own blood sugar. You can test your own blood pressure levels with a blood pressure cuff that you get at the pharmacy without a prescription. So these are things you can do a pretty good job yourself. If you run into problems, then you might want to check out with your doc. But these are things you can kind of deal with yourself, and I'm kind of excited about that. And then if you really are interested in helping somebody who's overweight, you want to get a hold of that, either the CD or the audio cassette version of the Ferret Fat Pack 101, which tells you our weight loss program and kind of shares with you, has people who have a great experience, and they're sharing their testimonies. And I'm interviewed by Suzanne Nolan, a gal who says that she accidentally lost 99 pounds because she was taking one of our nutritional programs to support, promote, maintenance, repair because she had arthritis. And she lost 50 pounds without even trying. And then she got interested and started looking at the Ferret Fat Pack program and dealing with the principles and the product. She was able to lose another 49 pounds, so she lost 99 pounds accidentally, really, although that was not her initial interest in the program. It was because she had painful arthritis in her hands and she was a barber. And then we have Ken Chaney, a really good friend, and this guy, when I met him 4 years ago, weighed 638 pounds. To make a long story short, over 23 years of working with medical doctors, he spent $325,000, didn't lose an ounce, just 2 years and a couple of months on our Ferret Fat Pack program, and following the principles you'll find in the book Hell's Kitchen, Ken lost 355 pounds, and he's feeling so good, he's looking so good. Actually, he ran off with his longtime girlfriend for a couple of weeks, got married in Vegas, had a two-week honeymoon, and that is one excited guy, Ken Chaney. Don't forget, you can also get either a DVD or a video called Take It Off and Keep It Off, and it tells you how to lose the weight and keep it off. Once you know the cause of weight gain and obesity, it's easy to take off the weight and keep it off. Just doing a low-carb diet, as you've learned by now, doesn't cut it by itself. Hell's Kitchen the book and Hell's Kitchen the CD. We'll be back with more Truth, Justice, and the Longevity Way after these messages.
Calcium. You hear about it every day. It's a mineral the body absorbs to maintain strong and healthy bones. Unfortunately, too many people believe that you can get all the calcium you need by taking pills comprised mainly of ground-up oyster shells. Longevity steps up with their fantastic line of Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal mineral products like OsteoFX. Each ounce of the great-tasting, highly absorbable OsteoFX contains more than 100% of the recommended daily value of calcium. Plus, with the vitamin and mineral cofactor suspended in the liquid, you'll be giving your body everything it needs to absorb and store one of the most important minerals for bone and joint health, calcium. And at $36.50 a bottle wholesale, you'll keep your bones strong without breaking your bank account. Give your body what it needs to maintain proper bone density. Calcium with OsteoFX from Longevity. To order, call your Longevity distributor. And don't forget to ask how you could become a wholesale buyer for free.
Hi, it's MZ, chairman of the ZVS Radio Network, with an important message for all of you who care about your health and enjoy listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio is now available to everybody, everywhere, on demand, courtesy of technology and the Internet. Yep, now you and anyone else can listen to the latest Dead Doctors program wherever and whenever you want. All you need to do is register for the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio podcast by getting on the Internet and going to doc.ksco.com. That's doc, spelled doc.ksco.com. It's that simple. And don't forget, you can always call the show with your own health questions for Doc any weekday between 12 noon and 1 p.m. Pacific time. Tell everyone you know about the internet web address doc.ksco.com, where you can read show notes and download the daily Dead Doctors Don't Lie podcast on demand or even automatically. Remember the address, doc.ksco.com. Here's to your health and longevity.
We'll be right back.
with Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity. The name says it all. If you're interested in the metabolic syndrome, Syndrome X, you're interested in obesity, you need to get a hold of that book, Hell's Kitchen. Ask for the free CD by the same name, Hell's Kitchen. Ted, you'll be glad you did. You'll know more about the metabolic syndrome, Syndrome X, and obesity than any doctor out there except me. Hell's Kitchen, the book, and ask for that free CD by the same name, Hell's Kitchen. Okay, Doug, what pearls of wisdom do you have for us today?
Well, we got one here where, you know, it's one of those situations where, of course, the doctors are always wanting to get their paycheck. And the headline here, this is a Reuters news story, U.S. Heart Doctors Group opposes Medicare changes. Well, apparently what's going on is the U.S. Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, they're the ones who actually make up the rules and decide how people get paid and hospitals get reimbursed and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. They proposed a change where what they're going to do is redistribute some of the funding for inpatient care. And rather than spend a lot of money on these complex procedures and what are usually more profitable for the doctors, like heart device implants and various types of things like that, they've decided to sort of readjust this funding so that they have more money to deal with what they consider to be underfunded things such as pneumonia, which I would imagine probably happens a little more often than someone needing a heart device implant.
Exactly.
Yeah. And so this group is called the Heart Rhythm Society. So you would imagine this is probably a whole group of cardiologists. And they've decided that they say these cutbacks are going to reduce patients' access to life-saving therapy and technologies such as implantable cardioverter defibrillators. And they also were talking about these other things such as dealing with abnormal heart rhythms, like atrial fibrillation through something called a cardiac ablation. And it's kind of interesting.
Cardiac ablation is killing healthy parts of the heart with electricity so that the rhythm can be smoothed out.
Oh, well, that'll stop it from having a bad rhythm. I guess you just kill half of it off. But anyways, here's what a Dr. Dwight Reynolds, he's the president of this Heart Rhythm Society, had to say about that. Oh, that was the wrong thing there. Sorry. But it was pretty close.
Actually,
he's, he's actually quoted as saying CMS's proposed changes to the hospital inpatient patient payment system will significantly hinder our mission to improve care and advance treatments with heart rhythm disorders such as cardiac arrest and atrial fibrillation. And am I wrong in thinking that that something like atrial fibrillation you can actually correct or at least get it under control through diet and nutrition?
Oh, absolutely. Many times atrial fibrillation can be caused by even a back problem and osteoporosis and bone spurs and degenerative disc disease, all of which can be dealt with through nutrition and herbs. And then there's many vitamin and mineral deficiencies such as thiamine deficiency, vitamin B1 deficiency, deficiencies of selenium, magnesium. And I would go there first as opposed to killing healthy heart tissue.
Yeah, I would say that would probably be a good assessment. Yeah, they're talking about cutting back these ICDs by 24% and cutting back pacemaker implants by 15% and this cardiac ablation where they kill off the heart by 28%, you know, to deal with these things that are, you know, that I guess they can't make enough, you can't make any money off, you know, treating pneumonia. That's just a prescription for some antibiotics or something and sit back and wait. Whereas, you know, you get involved with implanting things or surgeries and operation room time and hospitalization, and it's going to cut into a big chunk of the pie they're going to get.
Oh, absolutely. And whenever you start messing around with the doctor's source of income, they get angry, they get hostile. They rise up, and you will never see a more organized group of people than doctors who believe they're taking something away. Now, for me, you know, my resting pulse is 47. And if I were to go to a doctor today, they would get all freaked out and want me to go get a pacemaker, maybe even a cardiac ablation. Say, well, that's too slow. You're going to get a stroke. Well, when I was 18 years old and really, really fit, playing football and wrestling and weightlifting and pole vaulting and all that kind of stuff, my resting pulse is only 38, and probably, I don't know, 50 to 75% of pacemakers that are installed don't need to be installed. The patient is doing fine. They can be dealt with in other ways, but the doctors, as you point out, Doug, make big bucks installing those pacemakers, And so that's what they want to do.
And it's easy money when it's coming from the government.
Absolutely. It's a given, because even if the patient's broke, the government pays. So we definitely want to look at other options before you go running. And usually people have these problems for years before they finally get frustrated and agree to the surgery. And so while you're waiting those couple of years before you get frustrated enough for surgery, try some of these nutritional things first. I think you'll be happier. Well, stick with us. We're going to be back with Dead Doctors Don't Lie. More truth, justice, and the longevity way after these messages.
And we do have lines open. If you'd like to talk to Dr. Wallach today, call us on the priority line at 831-685-1080. That's 831-685-1080.
Heart disease is the number one cause of death in America. Both men and women are at risk of developing heart disease, and a healthy cardiovascular system is imperative to keeping this killer from intruding into your life. Recognizing the need for maintaining a healthy heart, CardioFX is now available and proudly supplied by the good folks at Youngevity. Complete with herbs like ginkgo, garlic, hawthorn berry, and coenzyme Q10, plus vitamins and minerals that support a healthy cardiovascular system, CardioFX is an excellent product for those with an active lifestyle. And at $33 a bottle wholesale for 1 month's supply, you can feed your heart everything it needs without bleeding dry your bank account. Give your body a product that was specifically developed for the nutritional supplementation of the cardiovascular system. Ultimate CardioFX from Youngevity. To order, call your local Youngevity distributor. And be sure to ask about becoming a wholesale buyer.
Hi, it's MZ, chairman of the ZVS Radio Network, with an important message for all of you who care about your health and enjoy listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio is now available to everybody, everywhere, on demand, courtesy of technology and the internet. Yep, now you and anyone else can listen to the latest Dead Doctors program wherever and whenever you want. All you need to do is register for the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio podcast by getting on the internet and going to doc.ksco.com. That's doc, spelled doc.ksco.com. It's that simple. And don't forget, you can always call the show with your own health questions for Doc any weekday between 12 noon and 1 p.m. Pacific time. Tell everyone you know about the internet web address doc.ksco.com, where you can read show notes and download the daily Dead Doctors Don't Lie podcast on demand or even automatically. Remember the address, doc.ksco.com. Here's to your health and longevity.
If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244. Right now, and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
We're back with Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity. The name says it all. You want to be young forever, you want to be young all your life, you want to be younger longer, contact your Youngevity associate, and you'll be glad you did. Okay, Doug, let's go to callers.
Let's head to Dothan, Alabama, and Terry, you're on with Dr. Wallach.
Hello, Terry.
How are you doing, Dr. Wallach?
Okay, sir, thank you. What's up?
I went to the doctor about, I guess it's been about a couple weeks ago, and they diagnosed me with this syndrome, it's called a Peyronie's disease.
Mm-hmm.
The curvature of the penis.
Yep, I know
and,
it.
What they gave me was 800 international units of vitamin E, and I was wondering, is there anything else I could be taking to help with this problem?
Yeah, it's actually kind of a connective tissue disease, and it would not be unusual for you to also have, say, back problems or, you know, disc problems, tendon problems, carpal tunnel syndrome, scleroderma, maybe even lupus, those kinds of things. They're all kind of related. And so what do you weigh, Terry?
240.
Okay. So what I would be looking at is the stud horse formula. It has several purposes, one of which, of course, is for the health of the male sexual system, including the testicles, the prostate gland, and so on, and the penis and everything, all the mechanics that go along with that. So what I would do is use what we call the stud horse formula, which consists of, and our associates know this, but it consists of a collection of liquid supplements, mineral supplements, some vitamins and minerals, including the Ultimate Daily, the Herbal Rainforest, the Ultimate Classic, the EFAs, essential fatty acids, and I would also throw in the extra selenium, and I would also throw in, there's also the ProstFX in there, which is a great male supplement that has lots of herbs in it to deal with the male sexual system. And the ProstFX, a guy your size, I would take 2-3 times a day. I weigh 180 pounds, and I take twice a day, so you should take 2-3 times a day of the ProstFX. And I would also take the OsteoFX, the liquid calcium. I would take 4 tablespoons of that a day. And stay away from fried foods, anything that's going to stimulate the production of free radicals. Free radicals damage connective tissue and can contribute to these problems. So no fried foods, no margarines, no cooking oils, no meat cooked well done, no burnt animal fats. And then we actually have a topical cream called CM Cream. It's an anti-inflammatory cream. And I would apply that, say, 3 or 4 or 5 times a day topically. And this is going to help relieve inflammation and hopefully relax the situation so everything kind of straightens up and gets back on the middle axis instead of curving off to one side or another. And this may take some time. But give us a call, if you would, please, Terry, every, say, 2 weeks, every 30 days, whatever is comfortable or easy for you. Give us a call on a regular basis and give us a progress report. Let us know how you're feeling. Matt, in fact, make a list of all the things that are bothering you, such as, you know, if you turn your neck, do you have a grinding neck? Sound like a bag full of gravel. If your knees pop and crack when you squat down, you have to take a nap at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. If you're constipated, those kinds of things. If you have any kind of ED, erectile disorder, we want to know all that, to write it down, and then let us know if things are getting better, staying the same, or getting worse. That'll help us a lot in our recommendations. We'll look forward to hearing from you in, say, 2 to 4 weeks, and then on a regular basis. We'll be back with Dead Doctors Don't Lie after these messages.
And that does open up a line. If you'd like to get in and talk to Dr. Wallach today, give us a call on the toll-free line at 888-379-2552.
If you're interested in longevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244 right now and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
Today's environment is inundated with increased pollution from chemicals and toxic emissions. Add to the list the breakdown of the ozone layer, and our bodies find it very difficult to stay healthy. Because of this, it's more important than ever to provide our bodies with all the nutrients needed to fight off the effects of a damaged environment. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is a step in the right direction. Each bottle of Herbal Rainforest is filled with Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal minerals along with an assortment of 16 popular herbs like echinacea, alfalfa, dandelion root, and ginkgo biloba. And at $25 a bottle wholesale, you can get a pleasant-tasting, highly absorbable liquid supplement that tastes so good you'll be drinking the fruit-flavored Herbal Rainforest right out of the bottle.
Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is available by calling your Youngevity distributor today.
Balance your everyday nutritional requirements by giving your body what it needs to keep healthy in a polluted world. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest
from Youngevity.
Calcium. You hear about it every day. It's a mineral the body absorbs to maintain strong and healthy bones. Unfortunately, too many people believe that you can get all the calcium you need by taking pills comprised mainly of ground-up oyster shells. Youngevity steps up with their fantastic line of Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal mineral products like OsteoFX. Each ounce of the great-tasting, highly absorbable OsteoFX contains more than 100% of the recommended daily value of calcium. Plus, with the vitamin and mineral cofactors suspended in the liquid, you'll be giving your body everything it needs to absorb and store one of the most important minerals for bone and joint health, calcium. And at $36.50 a bottle wholesale, you'll keep your bones strong without breaking your bank account. Give your body what it needs to maintain proper bone density. Calcium with OsteoFX from Youngevity. To order, call your Youngevity distributor.
And don't forget to ask how you can become a wholesale buyer for free.
This is the ZBS Radio Network.
Back with Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity. The name says it all. Give your Youngevity associate a call and you'll be glad you did. Okay, Doug, let's go to callers.
Let's head to Lockwood, New York. And Carol, you're on with Dr. Wallach.
Hello, Carol.
Hello, Dr. Wallach. I have a question for you. About 3 weeks ago, I got a insect bite. It was a tick, and it turned to a rash. And last week, I went to my medical physicians, and they diagnosed me with Lyme disease, and they put me on 3 weeks of doxycycline.
Okay.
My question for you is, nutrient-wise, what I could do other than what I'm already taking, because I know when the 3 weeks is over, that's it with them. They probably won't help me anymore.
Yeah, when the 3 to 4 weeks is over, the course of antibiotics, of course, that is used to kill the bacteria that causes Lyme's disease. To my knowledge, there's no nutritional treatment that will kill that bug. But there are nutritional approaches that will support your immune system, which will help the antibiotics do a better job. And also, there's nutritional things you can do and alternative things you can do to compensate for the damage that the antibiotics do to your body. And so what I would suggest is that you take a base of the 90 essential nutrients, all the essential nutrients, to help support and promote a active and happy immune system, a strong immune system. And what do you weigh, Carol?
180.
Okay. What I would do then is take two full doses of the Pig Pack Plus a day. Take a full dose of the Pig Pack Plus at breakfast. Take a full dose of the Pig Pack Plus at dinner. I would also take the Ultimate Selenium, take two of the Ultimate Selenium capsules for breakfast and two for dinner. I would take the Killer Biotic. I would take two of those for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, at least during the course of antibiotics. The colostrum, the first milk from a cow after she had a calf, the Killer Bee Propolis, the three herbs and the four mushrooms are just legendary for supporting the immune system. And so I would take six of those a day. And then lastly, I would take what is called Nightly Essence. It's one of our bioluminescence products, just loaded with what's called probiotics. I think it has, like, I don't know, six or eight different normal bacteria in it. It's very highly unusual because most probiotics have one of the intestinal bacteria. We have another one called FloraFX, which has three of the normal bacteria, intestinal bacteria. But in this particular case, I'd certainly recommend the nightly essence because it has more of the natural bacteria, the normal bacteria, the probiotics of the intestine than any other product I know. And I would take two of those three times a day for a total of six a day of those nightly essence, two at each meal. And, again, they're going to I'd start now. I wouldn't wait until your course of antibiotics was over. You start right now and then continue the nightly essence for at least 3 months, every day for 3 months after the course of antibiotics has stopped. Stay away from fried foods, margarines, cooking oils, meat cooked well done, burnt animal fats, carbonated drinks, sugar, alcohol, and caffeine, again, to reduce the amount of free radicals that are being produced. Therefore, it'll relieve your immune system of those chores of dealing with those so you can direct it totally towards helping to repel the Lyme's disease bacteria.
Okay.
Okay, did you have a second question?
No, that was it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yes, I do. One quick question. I take the Sweeties and the Ultimate Enzymes before my meals now for metabolic syndrome. I was wondering if I should continue that okay.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You want to be sure you're taking, for the metabolic syndrome, you want to be sure that you're also taking the extra liquid calcium, the OsteoFX. You want to be sure that you're taking 4 tablespoons a day, one at breakfast, one at lunch, one at dinner, and one at bedtime. If the lunch one is inconvenient, take one at breakfast, one at dinner, and two at bedtime. And then call me every 2 weeks, will you please, Carol? Give me a progress report, and we'll walk through this with you. Okay, well, stick with us. We'll be back after these messages.
And that does open a line. If you'd like to talk to Dr. Wallach today, call us on the priority line at 831-685-1080.
Today's environment is inundated with increased pollution from chemicals and toxic emissions. Add to the list the breakdown of the ozone layer, and our bodies find it very difficult to stay healthy. Because of this, it's more important than ever to provide our bodies with all the nutrients needed to fight off the effects of a damaged environment. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is a step in the right direction. Each bottle of Herbal Rainforest is filled with Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal minerals along with an assortment of 16 popular herbs like echinacea, alfalfa, dandelion root, and ginkgo biloba. And at $25 a bottle wholesale, you can get a pleasant-tasting, highly absorbable liquid supplement that tastes so good you'll be drinking the fruit-flavored Herbal Rainforest right out of the bottle.
Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is available by calling your Youngevity distributor today.
Balance your everyday nutritional requirements by giving your body what it needs to keep healthy in a polluted world. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest
from Youngevity. If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244. Right now, and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
We're back with Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity. And Doug, let's go to callers.
Let's head to Colorado Springs, Colorado. And Mary, you're on with Dr. Wallach.
Hello, Mary.
Well, hi. Yeah, just a little ruckus here with the dog population. Go somewhere more quiet. I had a couple questions here, generally about cataracts. When you do nutritional supplementation for that, is it just to hold it in check, or can you actually expect improvement?
Well, it depends on the stage. If you catch cataracts in the earliest of stages and you make sure you're keeping the free radical stuff down, you know, not giving them any burnt fats as treats and that sort of stuff, and you really ramp up on the antioxidants like selenium, the OPZT, Beyond Juice, those sorts of things, you can actually improve the cataracts. Enormous amount of evidence shows that, especially with research in the laboratory animals and pet animals. So you can pretty well feel comfortable you can see some improvement in these animals when you give them the essential nutrients and then ramp up on the antioxidants, again, focusing on extra selenium. Once the cataract gets to the stage where it looks like a mothball and you can see it through the pupil of the dog's eye, without an ophthalmoscope, you can see these mothball-like cataracts with a naked eye. Those are surgical things. If you want to do something for the dog, they're a surgical thing. Although most dogs, they know the layout of the furniture, and they can smell their own trails, and they can move around the house pretty good without bumping into things. But if they're not, if they don't have a good memory, then you may want to do surgery on at least one eye so they can do a little better job of seeing. But oftentimes, even with advanced cataracts, these animals do pretty good. But they're a signal. They need more antioxidants. And even if you can't fix the cataract, it's worth giving them more antioxidants to prevent or at least reduce the risk of heart disease and cancer and liver disease and brain disease and seizures and other things, which can be oftentimes, at least the risk can be significantly reduced by upping the source or upping the supply of antioxidants to them. Okay?
I heard about a cat, if the vet says that the gallstones are too big for that, the cat wouldn't be able to pass it, does any nutrition, you can't reduce the size
again,
of those either then?
Yeah, again, a cat that has large gallstones, you want to put them on a high-protein, low-fat diet, and when you do that, they're less likely to have gallbladder attacks. And, there's cats that have had gallbladders since they're 8 years old, and they die at 25 years old, and they have a good life. You just have to give them a diet that's controlled. Again, you have to read the labels on the cat food you're giving them, make sure it's a low-fat diet for older cats, and they can do pretty well. Wouldn't hurt to give them an adult cat. Wouldn't hurt to give them one of our ultimate enzymes, one capsule a day. And I would give it to them, say, just before they eat. Just plop it down their throat and rub their little chin and rub their throat so that it encourages them to swallow it. And that's going to help them when they have gallbladder problems and gallstones. And then give me a call. Bring me up to date. Always love to hear about these little furry critters. Okay, Doug, let's go to another caller.
Let's stay right there in Colorado Springs, Colorado, and head to Becky. Becky, you're on with Dr. Wallach.
Hello,
Dr.
Becky.
Wallach.
Hi.
Question I have, a friend of mine has a 13-year-old poodle. He's about 11 pounds. And she's noticing he's starting to get a little stiff in the morning and during the day. And I was wondering which of your products and what dosage could perhaps help his stiffness.
Well, the place to start with a 13-year-old poodle is getting stiff and may have a little bit of osteoporosis, may have a little bit of arthritis, is start with a basic diet. Make sure that little poodle's on a dog food that's designed, whether it's a dry food or canned food, does not matter, but make sure it's designed for toy breeds under 20 pounds. They should not be fed generic dog foods, which are designed for 50-pound dogs. They cannot eat enough food to get all the nutrients they need, and that's why these little dogs tend to get osteoporosis and arthritis and periodontal disease and other diseases at a higher frequency than the average dog, because oftentimes they're fed generic dog food designed to feed a 50-pound dog. So you need to make sure that it's being fed a dog food designed for toy dogs under 20 pounds. In fact, it wouldn't hurt. They have dog foods designed for toy dogs under 10 pounds. And a 13-pound poodle with these problems, I'd start out with if you can find it, a dog food designed for 10-pound dogs. Then I would give that poodle a half a scoop of what we call Arthrodex. Arthrodex is particularly designed as a multiple vitamin mineral supplement in a liver powder base. Dogs love it. They'll pick up their bowl and bonk in the leg, so you give them some more. And it's especially designed to deal with arthritis, osteoporosis, bone spurs, cartilage problems, disc problems. And so I would give that dog a half a scoop, one half a scoop. It's designed for one scoop for 25 pounds a dog, a 13-pound dog. I'd give him one half a scoop in his meal, in his dinner every day. And wouldn't hurt to...
Is this twice a day?
No, once a day.
Okay, once a day. Okay, got
it. Yeah, a half a scoop once a day. And then I would also throw in two of the glucagel capsules. You can just throw them in the food, and usually those dogs will just chomp them up. If he doesn't, then I would open them and just throw the contents of those two glucagel capsules into the food. Okay?
That sounds good. Thank you very much.
Well, you're very welcome. Yeah, these sorts of things are fairly easy, but the basis of it is, of course, is to make sure they're getting the right food designed for the right weight dog. Okay, Doug, let's go to another caller.
Let's head to Carmel, California, and Steve, you're on with Dr. Wallach. Steve?
Hello, Steve.
Hi.
Hello, sir. What's up?
Hi. Well, here's the deal. I've got, in 3 months, I've had three episodes of abdominal pain. It appears to be in the lower right quadrant. And I've made one trip to the emergency room because it was so painful. Had a CT scan, an X-ray. It was negative. Had a colonoscopy. It's all negative. So no one really knows what's going on. It's a dull, aching, constant pain. It lasts about 24 hours, and it starts going away on its own. And in about a week, all the symptoms are gone. By the end of 24 hours, I'm improved about 80%, and it gets better from there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Does it happen at night when you lay down, or can it happen any time of the day?
Anytime.
What kind of work do you do?
Pardon? I'm a builder.
I'm sorry, say again?
I'm a builder.
A builder, okay.
Yeah.
You're out there physically lifting boards and...
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But right now I'm doing real light work, and I had an episode yesterday. I'm about 80% better today, so there was no strenuous work, no lifting.
Sure. Well, I'm assuming they did a simple thing like examine you for an inguinal hernia. Do they examine you for hernia?
No.
Yeah, well, that wouldn't hurt to check that out, make sure you don't have a hernia. But it could be a disc problem. It could be a bone spur problem. Could be a sciatica problem. It could be all kinds of stuff. The fact that they've done CAT scans and MRIs and colonoscopic exams and can't find any cancer and can't find kidney stones and those kinds of things, that's a good thing. And so we can not worry about those possibilities. And so, yeah, I would have somebody check you out for just a simple inguinal hernia. That would be number one. You want to eliminate that possibility. And what do you weigh, Steve?
65.
265?
165.
165. Okay, well, hang on. We'll come back with some recommendations after these messages.
And if you'd like to get in and talk to Dr. Wallach today, we do have open lines. Call us on the toll-free line at 888-379-2552. That's 888-379-2552. You're listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network with your host, Dr. Joel Wallach. It's 6 a.m., time to get up and face the day. What's that? You slept for 8 hours, but it feels like you only got two?
Need coffee.
Do you find yourself drinking a pot of coffee before getting to work because you just can't seem to wake up?
Where's the filters?
Is your idea of breakfast some donuts and even more coffee to wash it down?
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Sounds like what you need to boost your energy levels is the Pig Pack from Youngevity. Each pack contains 2 bottles of Majestic Earth plant-derived minerals, 2 bottles of Ultimate Tangy Tangerine, 1 bottle of EFAs, and 1 bottle of Ultimate Glucose Gel. You can feed your body every nutrient it needs for about $4.50 a day. And that's not sugarcoating it. Why wake up dragging your feet? Feel better at both ends of the day with Youngevity. To order, call your local Youngevity distributor today.
Hi, it's MZ, chairman of the ZVS Radio Network, with an important message for all of you who care about your health and enjoy listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio is now available to everybody, everywhere, on demand, courtesy of technology and the Internet. Yep, now you and anyone else can listen to the latest Dead Doctors program wherever and whenever you want. All you need to do is register for the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio podcast by getting on the Internet and going to doc.ksco.com. That's doc, spelled D-O-C, dot K-S-C-O, dot com. It's that simple. And don't forget, you can always call the show with your own health questions for Doc any weekday between 12 noon and 1 p.m. Pacific time. Tell everyone you know about the Internet web address doc.ksco.com, where you can read show notes and download the daily Dead Doctors Don't Lie podcast on demand or even automatically. Remember the address, doc.ksco.com. Here's to your health and longevity.
If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244 right now and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
We're back with Dead Doctors Don't Lie, the ZBS Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity. And Doug, we're going right back to California and Steve. Recurrent abdominal pain, CAT scans, MRIs, colonoscopic examinations reveal nothing. And so this could be resulting from something going on in the back. Could be a disc, could be a bone spur, could be arthritis, could be those kinds of things. Could be a hernia. And so recommended that Steve get a hernia exam, make sure that we're not overlooking something simple here. But from a nutritional standpoint, to support and promote healthy maintenance repair of the disc, the bones, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, cartilage, guy, 165 pounds with these symptoms, I'd have him take 2 full doses of the Pig Pack Plus a day. Take a full dose of the Pig Pack Plus for breakfast. Take a full dose of the Pig Pack Plus with dinner. I would also get the large bottle of glucogel, the 240-count bottle, so he can take 5 glucogels twice a day, 5 glucogels with breakfast, 5 glucogels with dinner. I would also have him get an extra bottle of the OsteoFX, the liquid calcium, so he could take 4 tablespoons a day. One at breakfast, lunch, dinner, and bedtime. If the lunch one is inconvenient, you can take a tablespoon of the OsteoFX at breakfast, at dinner, and 2 at bedtime. And then for discomfort, you might try the CM Plus capsules. That's 2 letters, C as in cat, M as in Mary, CM Plus capsules. Again, a guy your size doing the kind of work you do, I would take 2 of those 3 times a day to begin with for the first couple of weeks, get some good pain relief, anti-inflammatory support, and then give us a call after you've had the hernia examination, and give us a call every couple of weeks. Let us know how things are going, and we'll kind of walk through this with you. Okay, Doug, let's go to another caller.
Let's head to Rogers, Arkansas, and Leslie, you're on with Dr. Wallach.
Hello, Leslie.
Hi there.
Hi.
I was diagnosed 10 years ago with multiple sclerosis.
Okay.
And I'm 42 years old, and been doing fine. But, you know, now I'm having problems with my legs, with numbness and achiness and all that sort of thing.
Sure.
And was trying to figure out what kind of nutritional supplements I should take. And then a friend of mine today talked to me about something called zeolites. And I wanted to get your opinion on that.
Well, zeolite's a good thing to put in your garden. Clay. It's a fine particle clay, which human beings don't do very good with it. It's an inorganic source of minerals, and your garden plants will do good. So you put it in your garden,
okay.
And then you can eat the corn. But I only have a moment here, so I'm going to give you what I'm going to suggest. But yeah, give zeolite to your garden, not to you. What do you weigh, Leslie?
I'm about 180. I'm about 50 pounds overweight.
Okay, so 180. I would take two full doses of the Pig Pack Plus. Take a full dose of the Pig Pack Plus with breakfast, a full dose of the Pig Pack Plus with dinner. I'd get the extra bottle of the OsteoFX, so you could take 4 tablespoons a day, one at breakfast, lunch, dinner, and at bedtime. I would also get the large 240-count bottle of the Glucogel, and I would take 5 of those twice a day, 5 with breakfast and 5 with dinner. And I would also get an extra bottle of the EFA Pluses. One large bottle of EFAs come with the Pig Pack Plus, but I'd get an extra bottle of the EFA Pluses, so you can take 3 of each for breakfast. As 3 EFAs and 3 EFA pluses for breakfast and 3 EFAs and 3 EFA pluses for dinner for a total of 6 of each a day. I would then also eat 4 to 6 eggs a day, poached or soft scrambled in butter, not fried, not sunny side up, not over easy, no free radicals here. I would also use butter instead of margarine, no cooking oils, cook in water and butter, no cooking oils. And then I would use the antioxidants, the selenium 2 twice a day, the OPCTs 2-3 times a day, the Beyond Juice, 2 each of the veggie and fruit FX twice a day, 2 of each for breakfast and 2 of each for dinner. That's the veggie FX and the fruit FX. And then particularly with MS, I like the EQ factor because it has the coenzyme Q10 in it. And I would take 4 to 6 tablespoons a day, maybe 6 tablespoons a day of the EQ factor. Take 3 of those tablespoons with meals, one with breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And then take a couple of more tablespoons during the day. And stay away from fried foods, margins, cooking oils, meat cooked, well done, burnt animal fats. And then give me a call tomorrow. We'll talk more about this because I had to just kind of skin over it to get everything squished in. But that'll get you going. But it's important to stay away from the free radicals. It's important to really ramp up on the antioxidants. Make sure you're taking in plenty of omega-3 essential fatty acids, plenty of cholesterol. And I'll tell you why tomorrow. Well, thank you, everybody. Great questions, great testimonies. Thank you so much, Doug and Susan, sitting in for Bill. Great job, super job, superlative job as usual. God bless each and every one of you. God bless our troops, and God bless America.
Dead Doctors Don't Lie, the talk radio program, is a copyrighted production of the ZBS Radio Network. Broadcast of all or part of this program by any station without a valid license from ZBS Radio Associates will result in civil liability for and criminal prosecution of that station under applicable United States federal copyright laws. Broadcast licenses may be obtained by calling the ZBS Radio Network at 831-477-1999.